JB and Billy started strong.
Well, we're off to a crafting start. jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Radio royalty in the house soon, Fat.
I'm here every day, Jimmy boy.
No, I'm talking about the great Hamish Blake, who's got you covered in every department.
Ain't got a gold log in you. We also hear about our man, Rabsy.
Not sure about him, Jim.
Next, I received an email from the other side of the world.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
Now, I spoke about this yesterday, Hose.
Yes.
A gentleman from Ontario.
Oh, the Canadian.
Has sent, yes. The weirdest, but they have the weirdest accents of all time.
You know what they're called if you're from Canada?
A Canadian?
No, a Canuck.
You are. All right. This Canuck is called Quentin.
Jim.
Quentin.
And he sent me an email.
What's his name?
Quentin. Hi, Jim, he says. It's Quentin from Ontario here. I'm reading.
King of Kings?
No, he hasn't gone with the King of Kings. He doesn't know the show well enough. I moved to Melbourne at the end of last year, and my homie was, says there's a man on Melbourne radio who actually can't speak. Apparently you work with him.
Does breakfast.
So... He says, is it true that he once called Floyd Mayweather Lord Maywag? Surely that's not possible.
Lord Maywag, better than Muhammad Ali.
That's him.
It's hard to say Floyd Mayweather.
Can you please, says Quentin, play me some of his classics?
Quentin.
I'll be listening around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
That's convenient then.
Quentin, you are in luck because Maddie has compiled a top 10. Well, as we said yesterday, he actually had 50 or 60 to choose from. But out of those 60, we've come to the top 10.
Oh.
And here's an example of why Bill should never wander into the music area.
Yes. Have they had the worst tour since?
Horrible.
Been horrible, Bill.
But terrible.
Since who?
Terrible. Since Def Leppard.
So he started with Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And then he had another go.
Haven't you heard Def Leppard?
No.
You know what I was
Twice.
Trying
to say. Twice.
Def Leppard.
So then we rolled
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
The other one.
So you combine them. That's actually smart, Quentin.
That works. And then, of course, we rolled on, was it a hook? Rabs, I don't even know what he's
No, it was a live read that was paid for.
That's right. Here we go.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
You get paid.
So that's number 9, and then we move on to number 8, and this is Bill trying to tell a joke.
What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest?
Wrinklest.
Thing on your grandmother. What is it, Hose?
What is grandfather?
So then he moves into the superhero realm.
Oh.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Old Superman.
Superman.
So I then think we went back into telling joke mode.
Oh, no. And he said, Jim.
Yes?
A burglar got stuck.
Where did that burglar get stuck?
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
I still don't know
what's wrong with it.
And then, of course, he tried to diagnose himself.
Oh. I might have an enema.
What?
An enema.
I think you need one. Might help get things out.
Another play of that one, please, Rabbits.
I might have an enema.
And then we wandered into sort of middle Europe.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan.
You still can't say
it. We had trouble with that country. How's Quentin going? Still listening?
Azerbaijan.
Yep.
Yep. And then something closer to our own hearts, of course, the home of motor racing in this country.
How many laps are there around Mount Palomar? Jim, How many laps are there around Bathurst? Why wouldn't you just go with that?
Why wouldn't you go with that? So that brings us to number one. Oh. We actually teased this yesterday. This is my favourite ever. The great Spud Frawley used to come in once a week and chat to us about footy. And just as he was exiting, Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Very good, boys. Go on here, Willis.
See, I don't know if that happened. I reckon that's Maddie playing funny buggers.
So, Quentin, that's 11 of his best years. I think we need to have a listen to that last one again, please.
Very good, boys. Go on here, Willis.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, was live to air.
No. Quentin, that didn't go to air.
It did. How do you reckon he's going over there? He's just lobbed into Melbourne from Ontario. He's heard about you and Lord Maywag, and then he's heard your top 10.
He's still listening.
I don't reckon.
And he's telling all these Canucks back there, don't listen to Triple
Air Canucks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Right, just like the other one.
All right, so the other day I received an email from Quentin, who's from Ontario in Canada.
No, you did
and,
not.
And
Jim.
Quentin wanted to know if, in fact, Bill had once said this on air.
Lord Mayweather. Jim.
Instead of Floyd Mayweather, Bill instead went with this.
Lord Mayweather.
Lord Mayweather.
Bill, I don't think Bill thought that Quentin actually existed.
I don't think he does.
Well, then you said this on air at the end of our discussion.
Are there any Canadians listening?
Speaking people.
Quentin.
Bill, Quentin.
No. But
he loves us.
Well, tell him to ring in. I want to ask him.
Will you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Get him to ring in, Jim.
All right. Yeah. So, interestingly enough.
Oh, don't tell me.
On the line from Ontario in Ottawa in Canada is Quentin. Quentin, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. Yeah, it's Quentin. I exist. I'm real.
That doesn't sound Canadian, your accent, Quentin.
Well, what's wrong with it? I'm dinky die. I'm a Canuck.
It's not Canadian.
I'm from Ottawa, Bill. Do you even know where Ottawa is? I don't think you would have even heard of it.
It's in Ontario. It's in Canada. Maple, four leaves.
Yeah, that's all correct. Well, I sent that. I'm glad you got my email, James, because my friend Waz, who lives down there in Melbourne, he told me about the show.
It's American.
And the guy Bill, who apparently I'm talking to now, and he can't speak, and he says, him. Lord Mayweather and all that. And so I told you I'd be listening. I tuned in on the app last night and asked for the highlights, and I love the top 10, so thank you for that.
Pleasure.
And yeah.
It's not Quentin or whatever, Jim. You've set something up here.
What do you mean?
Well,
that's him.
It's American, half Indian, a bit of everything in this. It's interesting.
Well,
what do you do, Quentin? What do you do?
Well, I obviously live in, I'm an oil driller here in Ottawa. But Bill, I have a friend that lives down in Geelong. You might know him. His name's Todd, and he's from Bali. Hey! You idiot!
Piss off! It's not Todd, is it?
Jim, welcome back to Geelong, where you belong, King. I didn't think I'd be hearing you in January, but here we are.
Yes.
But I would have left Bill doing the overnight shift or whatever the hell it was you were doing last year.
Bloody Todd, Jim!
You've gone from 1 hour to two. You've doubled your workload. In the jungle, that would have meant you spent 4 days in there. Imagine that. And if you think about footy, that's 8 grand final losses. That would have been full on.
Anyway, we've missed
Todd. I look forward to more of your fat bet ads this year. Get on the Cats for the spoon, Bill.
Oh, God. he's gone.
He's off.
Can't get a go at him.
He didn't do a bad Canadian to start.
It wasn't a great Canadian.
Well, I think it was all right.
James.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Drink anyone?
Yeah.
Cheese them?
Mark. Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause. Anyone like a cheese
them? Hamish Blake joins us.
Hey, did I read somewhere where you've just been camping? And I only ask this because we were discussing camping on our show.
Oh, hate it. Yeah.
And I can't stand it. I've done it once in my life and I will never, ever do it again. Are you good at it?
Look, it's indisputable there are more convenient ways to spend a night. I get that. like, you know, there are moments when you're out there camping where you go, that's why hotels are being invented, isn't it? I get it. I took my little fella camping for 4 or 5 nights up the coast, my little 7-year-old. And you do it, I think, you know, you're doing it because the difficulty is sort of the fun part, like overcoming the difficulty. So, we've got a rooftop tent, like one of those things that you go on the top of the car and just pops up like a clamshell. Yeah. So you climb up with a ladder. So it's a bit easier than a normal tent to put up. But look, I'll be honest with you, I had fun planning the adventure because I'm not a great camper, but I enjoyed having a crack and seeing if I could convince a 7-year-old I knew what I was doing out there.
And did you?
Yeah. I reckon we got close. Got close. We went to there's a bit in central New South Wales, there's sand dunes, a place called Stockton Beach that people might be familiar with, or Warramai National Park. And it looks like the Sahara. Like you can drive onto these sand dunes in your four-wheel drive and camp out there. I didn't know how much of a good four-wheel driver you needed to be to go out there. And I rock up in the car. It's like 5 o'clock, so close to dark, maybe an hour or two left of daylight. Rock up and see all these like real hardcore four-wheel drives coming off the beach. And I went to the guys, yeah, right. So I just sort of waved one over and went, hey, mate, so how is it out there? The guy goes, oh, yeah, you know. You've been out here before? No, nope. He goes, you've sand driving before? No. Nope. He goes, all right, who are you going with? I went, my 7-year-old? And he went, you going with any other cars? Nope. He goes, have you got the got recovery tracks in case you get bogged? No. He goes, what do you have? Sausages and confidence, mate. And I went, got any tips? He went, yeah, you'd like deflate your tires almost flat. And he went, look, just drive it like you stole it. Don't stop. He goes, if you stop, you'll get bogged. So you basically just floor it and just go as hard as you can through the sand dunes. But it's this interesting thing where you don't know where you're going. So if you stop for directions, you'll sink.
Yep.
But if you keep going, you don't know where you are.
It's just
wild driving for 10 minutes while I'm just like yelling at the top of my voice, and so is my little guy. But we did make it. We miraculously made it.
So I'm at least two, but most days 3 shower a day man home. So I can't camp.
Oh, yeah. No, you're pretty sandy when you're camping in sand dunes. Yes, that's one of the key features of sand dunes is just how much sand is required to make them.
And the dunny?
Yeah, that's a tough one too. That was a real eye-opener for Sonny. So some of it's about nature. And then the other bit was about me going, mate, there's no toilets out there. So we're going to stop at this servo and I'm going to introduce you to service station toilets.
Oh my God. You're
going to do a few things in here that are a first. You're going to watch Dad go, and that's probably a bit too much, but I'm not leaving you out in the car.
That's right, yes.
And then we're going to go. You're going to go. We're going to, like, no matter what, we've got to empty things out. And then this is the bit I wasn't expecting. Mm. Then you're going to look at the wall and you're going to ask me why that vending machine sells a special kind of ring. And what is it? And why does it vibrate? And I'm going to tell you it must just be a toy for grown-ups that's good luck or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what that is, mate. And we're going to go back to the car and we're not going to speak about the ring anymore.
It's an old joint if they've still got those vending machines, let me tell you, Jim. They're not around anymore.
No, this was $2. And it's only going, what, pheromones? No.
Don't worry about it, mate. At home.
Yeah. No, I fell for it a few times in my, you know. Let us know if you want another one, Bill. I know where the servo is. $2.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where's
Bill?
The boss? I'll get a sign on for next year. I haven't signed.
I would do it quickly. Cool. So we find out in the pre-show meeting today that Rabbits Bartholomew over here,
that's him,
has got a grudge that he's held for 20 years.
Who is that grudge against?
Well, we're talking because we've got a couple of weeks coming up where we're not on the show. So we've got a few weeks
off. Holidays.
Yes. And Whit is going to Bali, beautiful Bali.
As am I.
A few people have said that, they're how good's Bali. And I said, well, I've never been. They said, what do you mean everyone's been to Bali?
Yeah.
I said, well, we were supposed to go. We had our bags packed, ready to take off, and Ansett collapsed. So we lost our flights to Bali because Ansett collapsed.
So you've held a grudge against Ansett, who collapsed in 2002.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
20 years ago,
yeah,
Rabs.
Well, we never got our flights to Bali.
Can you believe that?
They were on
20
points.
20 years ago.
He has held a grudge for 20 years.
Exactly. Rabs, well, they collapsed.
You need to move up. You've got to move on.
No,
them.
I'm not moving on because I've never been to Bali because of Ansett. So.
Well, yeah, but you can re-buy tickets and go.
Yeah, you still can go. There's other airlines.
So you just cracked them.
I'm not doing it because.
Did you lose money?
No, they were on points.
Oh. So you didn't even lose money, oh, geez, and you still cracked it.
No, on dad's years. Points. No, oh, no. Dad's points. I'm making a stand. I'm not going to go to Bali because of Ansett.
Yeah. All right, 133 53 hands.
Hands.
What are we asking? When have you held a grudge?
No. What's the longest grudge you have held?
That's it. Unusual.
Unusual.
Yeah.
Like rabbits with Ansett. Poor old Ansett.
20-year grudge.
Yeah.
And you've taken it out on Bali. Riley joins us first in Epping. Riles?
Yep. Yeah, hello?
Who are you holding a grudge with?
My mum.
Why?
Why?
Well, I've been holding a grudge with her for the past 18 years because she dropped me on my head as a baby.
I reckon that's what happened to you.
Well, something did happen. No, I think that. I don't like to talk. I was prem, born prem. And a big
and then
bit
dropped.
Of sugar dropped on me. Yeah. Same weight as
same,
me.
Yeah, right. Well, there had to be something.
I don't know what that was.
Stay there, Riley.
Was.
Will's in Abbotsford. Will?
Hey, Will.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
What have you held a grudge against?
Oh, mine's a bit out there, lads. I wrote off an entire species with my grudge. About 19 years ago, I was kicked square in the chest by a pony. And hate them ever since. No, can't go near them.
I don't blame you, mate. In a past life, I had to have a bit to do with horses. They're big, dangerous, bloody things.
They know when you're scared.
Yeah, they do.
So whacked you in the chest, and ever since, no horses at all.
I was 6 years old, mate. It sent me flying.
Would have.
Wow.
Would, it's fair enough, I reckon. Stay there, Will.
Poor old horse.
Dazzling's in South Morang. Daz?
G'day, boys. How you doing?
How long and what was the grudge about?
Well, it'd be over 20 years ago. It was a summer's night at Melbourne Park, and I paid $130 top seats to see Elton John.
Yeah.
He came out, sang two songs. Quarter of the way through the third song, he swallowed a moth. Stormed off the stage while his band was still playing. We sat there for 10 minutes. He refused to go back on, so then the white lights came on and we never got a refund. So hence why I will never see Elton John again.
29 years.
29 years ago.
That's good.
And he swallowed a moth.
Swallowed a moth and stormed off.
Well done, Dazzling.
Wayne, stay there, Dazzling. Wayne's in Mount Martha. Willis?
Hello, Wayno.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. What's your grudge?
41 years.
Oh,
as against geese. So my auntie used to have a farm. On that farm was a lake, and in that lake was some geese. I used to go down there and play when I was 5 years old, and I had the whole heap of them chase me down the path, biting me, attacking me, flying at me. Never again will I go near those stupid things.
Oh, that's good. That's they good. Can be. They peck you and bite you, Jim. Yeah. Man. Oh, they're fierce.
Stay, Wano. Scott, Nary Warren, Scotland.
Good day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. What's the grudge?
I was 8, and I had a McCain pizza, and I was out on work with my old man in the truck.
Yeah.
Got the squits, shit myself. Never touched one since.
Never touched a McCain pizza since.
Oh, McCain, you've done
and
it again.
Oh, I did it all right. But tell you what, I was very uncomfortable.
Oh, no, they're all right. They're all McCain pizzas. I like them. Right. Yeah, bloody oaf.
Well, I had a similar that. In Dubrovnik, ate fish.
Dubrovnik.
And, Bill, I was bedridden for a day, going from Dubrovnik. Bed to toilet.
Croatia.
And so I will not eat fish on the road ever again. Like, have it at home, a restaurant's here. But if I'm traveling anywhere, I will not eat fish.
No.
Or Bill.
Don't eat on the plane.
Bill, too. Like, it was both ends.
Yeah,
no, it was not. And poor Lise was.
She had to clean up.
Not that big a hotel room.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she comes sat too close to me. I've
got a cramp. Oh, no. He's got a cramp.
We are joined by Carlton legend David Rhys-Jones.
Our next guest is a Carlton hero.
Rhys-Jones plays. Oh, what a mark! Rhys-Jones, great grab.
He won the 1987 Norm Smith medal as the Blues claimed a famous premiership. He also didn't mind a bit of the biff.
You gotta fight!
Bit of a box off between ears and Rhys-Jones. Well, the umpire's already getting the book out.
Please welcome David Rhys-Jones.
And how welcome is he, by the way? I know you're in the studio with the great man. I'm at Marvel getting ready for his team to play. But, Rhys, great to have you in, and great to have you in at a time when the Blues are airborne.
You wouldn't have thought, would you? Hey, your dead seat would have got locked up and put in a straitjacket if at the start of the season you had said that. But, they're going good, going really well.
Now, David, in the good old days, you would never have gone out on a Monday night, would have never gone out on a date or dinner or anything, because you were already booked up from the weekend. Is that true?
Well, I never made plans for Monday night anyway. That's one way of putting it.
Yes.
I remember my wife at the time, we were driving to the footy and she said, look, got some people coming over Monday night. Can you please not get reported today? And I said, you really think I'm trying to get reported? I mean, it just happens out there. It just happens.
White line fever?
Lou Richards coined that expression about me. And, yeah, he said that kid Reece Jones got white line fever, crosses a white line. But he also had one about me, which I loved, which he said, that kid Reece Jones, he gets down to the football ground on match day, takes his head off and puts a pumpkin on it.
Yes. Which I know Dennis Pagan used regularly with his own players. So 25 reports, but only guilty 11 times. Oh, but this is the
got
bit
away
Reece,
with
that
a couple, Jim.
I was guilty 25.
This is the bit that interests me, Reece. You also were summoned 17 times to be a witness. Now, what the hell sort of witness would you have been?
Well, it was funny because when I walked in there, every now and then I forgot what side of the table I was supposed to be on. And normally I went in there and I got quizzed more than the bloke who hit me. So, yeah. In those days, it depended who you whacked. I mean, Banksy was a famous one, Dennis Banks. Yeah. He got me a beauty. And
what did you say?
He only got 3 weeks for that.
What did you say? Because back then, you used to stick up for the players. It was a player's code, wasn't it, to look after one another.
Yeah, we met in the car park and... And he looked at me and said, what do you think? I said, I think about six. I said, I'll do my best. And we went up there and he had 7 stitches in his head and I didn't have a bruise on me. So they quizzed me for longer than they quizzed him. And I thought they were going to give me a couple.
Reece, what about the recent talk about coaches giving a spray and how in 2022 you can't be doing any of that? Was it Robert Walls who was coaching you back in the Blues days? And you would have received a couple of bakes as a team, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. And Billy just talked about me coaching. And I reckon after about 3 months into my coaching, I was about to ring every coach I'd ever had and apologise to him. So, but Wolsey got very personal. He was vicious and personal. And, he draws strips off blokes and mainly me. But we had that love-hate relationship. And it got us over the line in 87 anyway.
Coaches, how do you go with him now? When you see him now, everything's good?
Yeah, no problems at all. No. What happens out there stays there and, we get on with life.
Do you get on with everyone? Because you belted a couple and they belted you. We all good out there?
Yeah, no, well, I was just with Greg Williams. So
because he cracked the sads with you when you belted him.
Well, he broke my jaw in two places and then I was going to – I played on another quarter. I'm glad he didn't come back out.
Great chatting to you, mate, always.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Billy.
Good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fat?
Well, we got too popular.
All right, topics.
Yeah, topics. Brownless. I was just talking to Damo, and of course, his nickname is Purple.
We noticed that.
Why is he called Purple? Tell the people that.
Well, because he dyed his hair, and he lied about it. So we were broadcasting at the SCG, actually, and it was a sunny day, and we were looking down, and the top of his head was purple with the dye in his hair.
Yes.
And we would have let it slide, but he started lying. So therefore. He's been known as Purple ever since.
Well, is that true? Because he's come back into the studio, Jim.
I was halfway down to my car, and I felt the need to come back in.
Now, Purple, is
that
true?
Can you stop this rubbish? You know you're making that story up. Just be honest and say what the true story is, please.
Me think someone's protesting too strongly about the fact that
I get asked this. Once a week, someone will ask me why do they call you that? Yeah. And I've never once dyed my hair. I never will dye my hair, and that is on my wife and 2 boys.
Oh. Jim, then don't dye your hair
and my entire family.
If you don't want to be called Purple, don't dye your hair. That's why he's called Purple.
You better get some hair too. It's marching.
Well, you're talking about that, but at least that's factually correct. What you're saying about
you're looking like Chief. You got that little island in the middle there.
The bad lie.
He's got the bad lie. but that's what it's all about. Yes. 133353. Nicknames. Right. It always goes well, Jimmy. Nicknames. And I'll start you off with one.
Go on.
I was talking to this policeman the other day, a copper. He said he's got a copper mate and he's been shot 5 times, his copper mate. And they call him Sprinkler. Because he has a drink, Jim, they reckon, it just comes out like a sprinkler. It's been shot 5 times, the old sprinkler, so I like that.
It. Now, Tommy's in sunshine to get us underway, Fat.
Is he really? I haven't got a Tommy here, but we'll go with Tommy.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I play with a guy in Darwin footy, and his last name was Gelding, so we called him No Nuts.
Yes, No Nuts, as your num nuts, Jim.
No, I don't reckon. Have I got the right list in front of me? I am remote here. So we've got Mick from Rosebud.
Yeah, Mick from Rosebud is up next. A beautiful golf course down there, Jimmy Boy at Rosebud. Yep.
There's plenty. Yep, there's plenty. So I had a guy I used to work with. His name was Pothole because everyone would just avoid him. Yes. And I also had another mate. His last name was Bright. We used to call him Notso.
Notso. Well, Pothole, of course, no, Laurie
that
Hill.
That makes sense.
Laurie Hill down there in Geelong, Jim, because he's always in the road. Yep. Let's go to Steve.
Lancefield?
Yeah, Steve.
Hello, boys. How you doing?
Going well.
That's good, Stevie. Yeah. My nickname is Cleavage.
Oh, why?
So my surname being Cleve, and the moment we got old enough to know about what cleavage was, it stuck.
Not bad, Jim.
Still get called it to this day.
Not a bad one, Bill.
I don't mind cleavage. Actually, yeah.
Thank you, Bill. No, we get that, yeah.
Righto. Let's go to Aubrey and talk to Paul.
Aubrey.
Badonga and Aubrey.
Yes.
G'day, boys.
G'day, Paul.
We've got a famous bookmaker down here named Roy, and he's got a tilted head like Rod Carter, and they nicknamed him 10 past 12. That's what they call him, yeah, 10 past 12.
Because it's on a tilt, Jim.
Because the tilt, Bill, is 10 past 12.
The other way.
The other way.
Yeah. The other way, Bill, yeah, 10 past 12. 10 past 12. Bill's going 11:50. That's it.
That's Roy and Aubrey.
Paul from Aubrey.
Yep. John from Bendigo now. G'day, Johnny boy.
Hey, g'day, Billy and the rest of the crew.
Hey.
Yeah, I worked with this bloke 40-odd years ago, and his nickname was Jockstrap.
Why?
But his proper name was Dick Holster.
Oh, Dick Holster. Jockstrap, not bad.
It's the strap.
I don't mind it, the Jockstrap. Ethan. G'day, Eth.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. What do you got for us?
We've got an apprentice at work that we call Sensor.
Why?
Because he only works when you walk past him.
Yes, I like it.
Not bad.
I like it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then Azerbaijan.
Rosie Walton stuck around.
Oh, so hoes. I'm going to Perth on Friday.
Oh, yes, I've heard.
We've got the West Coast Eagles taking on Richmond Optus Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's coming too.
Great.
And we are staying there till Monday morning, catching up with family and friends. I'm doing the rub on from Perth, the studios, Triple M there, and Subiaco.
At Geelong.
Yes. So here's the problem. You need to be triple vaxxed to get into Perth. Old McGowan-y.
Yes.
Has come out and said, to get into my state, you need to have the booster as well as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, real unhappy about that because she had a very bad reaction to her second
normal jab. Yep.
So she's like, I don't want to do the third one.
Mm.
I said to her, darling, we are not getting in unless we are triple vaxxed. Those are the rules.
Rules.
So she goes and has the booster.
Mm-hmm.
Next 48 hours, hose, not good.
Mm.
And I mean not good. I'm talking crook as a dog.
In bed.
Shivering, fever, vomiting.
Ooh.
Like 3 a.m, like projectile.
Fair dinkum, bad.
Horrendous. So I'm lying in bed knowing the trouble I'm in.
That's your fault.
And then, so mid one of the night's vom, she comes back in and I'm trying to be as still as possible.
Yes. Pretending.
Pretending that I'm asleep so that I'm not going to cop it.
Yes.
But she knew better, of course. And she turns around to me and she says, if the WA government changed their policy and I didn't need to be triple vaxxed, I'm going to kill you. That was the sentence that came out.
Yes, Jim. And?
So yesterday.
What happened, Jim?
No. WA government
just
moved on their policy of the triple vax from Friday lunchtime.
Yes.
Oh, ouch.
Have a guess when we roll into Perth.
Friday after lunch.
About 1:45.
Sucked.
So you're not going home tonight?
So this is the question I'm asking you, because I'll get nothing out of these two bloody balloon heads.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm asking you, do I alert her to the fact?
No.
No.
No, pretend it's never happened, and if Lisa, you're listening, this never happened.
So here's my thing. I'm thinking the same. I won't say anything.
No.
And then she'll find out, of course, and be headless.
Yeah.
But at least at that point, I can say to her, Just found out myself.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Isn't that right. Amazing?
That, so I agree, it's crap, yeah. But I've only just found out I can play that one.
Lie. Yeah.
And absolutely you'll only cop it then, whereas then, if you tell it tonight, you're going to cop it for the next 2 days.
That's it. Mm. So, yeah. All right, we're in consensus?
Yes. All right. All say aye.
So, rabbits? Don't sit there saying nothing.
I love Lisa, so I'm not going to. Bill's already texted her. He caught up with her today.
If she filthies up
every day,
then I'm going to say it was a consensus.
Yes, consensus.
Right. Jim, now I feel better.
No, that's spot on. We're all in this together, good, except for Rabs. When's the last time you pretended you were asleep?
I just told you.
No, other than that.
I don't know. I can't remember.
A baby member and you could hear her crying and you're lying there going, pretending you're snoring and asleep. No, and the doll's got to get up.
You realise that we're not that stupid and we can tell when it's.
No. Pretending you're asleep. You go. And she's over there going, you go. It's your turn. And there used to be some interesting tussles.
Friends about to turn 15, so it was a while ago.
Oh, I know. But remember that back in those days when you pretended
you would have been so useless.
I was, actually.
and still are.
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is... certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So.
On the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's Joke.
Right. Oh, Jim. You know I've got the memory of an elephant, Jim. I remember I went to the Melbourne Zoo. It was a school trip. And there it was. An elephant.
No, so this is we do a joke here.
No,
so it's a joke. It's not a boring story about when you're a kid. It's we go with a joke.
I've got the memory of an elephant.
Yeah. So so what we do at the end of the show is we go with a joke.
I don't know if you two got that actually. Anyway,
a joke. Here we go.
My grief counsellor died recently, Jim. Terrible it was. Lucky it was so good. I didn't give a shit.
Oh, Bill. Well, not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
So you got two of the best there.
No.
Must have a sponsor for this joke.
What about that first one?
Well, I liked it.
Yeah, I've actually got no words for it.
No one's got words for that. I've got the memory of an elephant because I went as a kid and saw one at the zoo. How's that a joke?
Well, it's a memory of an elephant.
Oh, my God.
Don't get it. I need to work with Hamish and Andy.
You do. Get one. You do, and then you'll see what funny is.
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good!